Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Listen, before we go any further, I got to tell you about my friends over at Otter Creek Farm. Otter Creek Farm is so cool. I love going out to that place. Charlene and I were out there the other night. If you heard me say it yesterday, we literally, there's a wedding out there. The wedding reception was amazing. And just, I mean, the weather was perfect. We had probably 300 people out there. It was just a gorgeous setting. It's, I mean, Otter Creek Farm is the kind of place where you can have a wedding venue like that. You can also use it for corporate retreats. You can stay overnight if you want to. It's also, though, one of the premier wing shooting destinations in the entire Southeast United States for hunting quail and pheasant. It really, you got to check it out, y'all. Go to their website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com is the website, OtterCreekFarmstead.com. Lots of things happening in the news right now. I'm sitting here looking at a story right now showing that a series of leaked docs. So it's right now, was it 2:36 p.m. on October 13th, and we're looking at breaking news on Fox here in the studio that shows that leaked documents are showing that massive numbers of migrants were released into the U.S. economy. Just let them go. They come across the border, just let them go. And so now it's more than just, hey, we're showing you pictures, which should be enough. It's more than just, hey, there's local leadership calling out for help and saying, please shut down the flow. Now we have actual documents that are apparently from the internal sourcing at Immigration and Customs Enforcement that are showing this, and the Biden administration is going to have to deal with it. Or would they? Because, you know, they have an amazing way of spinning things. You ever watch Jen Psaki? Somebody needs to talk to her about her body language. She looks like she's always ready to throat punch somebody while she smiles. And it's just, it's amazing to watch. But how do they sit around and create the storylines they go with? I mean, are they winging it? I doubt it. I think they sit in the back room and they war room this stuff and they come up with the things to say. So Copper, get my woke world sound effect ready, because I'm gonna play you just a spoof here for a minute of what I think it might be like to be in the back room as you get ready for President Biden's big press conference. Like, what would happen in woke world if you could really see behind the scenes? Copper, hit that sound effect.
Adventures in woke world.
All right, let me set the scene for you. So picture this, if you will. The Biden administration's communications teams are working hard to get all the facts together for the big press conference coming up, right? POTUS is going to do a press conference. Oh, Lord, what's he going to say? Got to have it all on the teleprompter. And it's important that we have clear messaging, if you know what I mean. You don't want to say anything different than what you want portrayed. So this calls for an emergency meeting of the communications team. All hands on deck. Fix the messaging like true spin doctors can. And as they settle down in the room, everybody around the big conference table, the chief of communications staff calls the meeting to order. All right, listen up. Everybody settle down. We got to get this right. The big guy's having a presser. Hey, I thought we couldn't call him the big guy anymore after that Hunter laptop email thing. Yeah, right. Okay, right. So POTUS is having a presser. I talked to Psaki. She wants clear and consistent messaging by this afternoon on all major issues. And I got to tell you, polling numbers are in the tank right now, so we got to put on a strong front here. We need enough time to get the teleprompter loaded up. All right, first things first, going to come out easy, right? Happy thoughts. Monday was coming out day for the gay community. So he's going to acknowledge that. Diversity desk. What's the acronym we got to use?
As of this morning, it's changed again. We're told that right now it's LGBTQ2SA+.
What? Look, we only got so much room on the teleprompter screen. What's the 2SA part?
I think that stands for Two Spirit and Ally. So, like, what do you want me to do?
I don't know. Just have him wear a rainbow flag or something for solidarity and call it done. If he goes off the script, just kill his mic again. All right.
Roger, Chief.
Okay, next. Listen, Deucey. Deucey from Fox keeps pinging us on the southern border. Immigration desk, what's the message?
Yes, sir. So he's going to announce the reopening of the land bridge at Del Rio, Texas, and that Vice President Harris is going down there for the ribbon cutting.
Okay, wow. Does the VP even know that? Does the Vice President know she's going down?
No, she will when she hears the press conference.
Fair enough. All right, Good. Moving on. Next, vaccine mandates. Listen, CNN called. Said they have a story brewing. Unions are pushing back. So we got to have a statement. Union desk, what you got?
Yeah, so here's the deal. We're going with the fact that the unions represent a communal mindset, if you knows what I mean. Sort of like a social science, you know? So therefore, I mean, not for nothing, but union membership can be labeled as a scientific bridge to immunity, if you know what I'm saying. Therefore, like union membership, creates an exemption that we can work with.
Huh. I like it. It fits well. But what about the religious exemptions? We going with that too?
No, boss. Those are a hard no.
Got it. Okay. No religious exemptions, but all for unions. All right. Great. Moving on. Next. Veterans groups. Here's my list. Veterans groups are still pushing back on the Afghanistan withdrawal. 13 service members died, you know, that kind of stuff. Calls from Millie to resign, whatever. All right, but here's the deal. Defense desk, I got to have something to work with. What you got?
Yes, sir. So, like, we're claiming that the new evidence shows that ISIS-K is actually against COVID vaccines. So POTUS is going to announce that a new mandate is being involved that will require ISIS-K to be vaccinated by December, or we're going to send less financial aid. And we think, you know, if we do that, and if we also put the Surgeon General on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, second just to Milley, and proclaim that we have a worldwide task force against COVID extremism, and tell the world it was only because we pulled out of Afghanistan that this opportunity came up, we can switch the narrative.
Wow. Okay. Worldwide vaccine extremism. I get it. Can you fit that in by press time?
I'm on it, boss. So exciting.
Okay, moving on. Next. Environment. Listen, we got to do something about John Kerry. John Kerry's made some comments lately that POTUS is in a bad spot. All right, green desk. What you got? What's the word?
Yes. Okay, so very exciting. POTUS is going to announce that Greta Thunberg is going to replace John Kerry effective on 1 January. And she'll also be heading up the new Civilian Climate Corps of Teen Green Activists. Surprise piece here. They're even going to have a new name. They're calling it Thunberg's Thundercats.
Nice. Okay, listen, just make sure POTUS knows who Thunberg is. We don't want another one of those corn pop incidents. You know what I'm saying?
Right, no problem. We'll put a picture of her in his handout with instructions that he cannot smell her hair.
Good idea. Okay, good. All right. All right, look, winding this down. Let's move on here. Spending bill. We got that pair of spending bills over the finish line. We got to do it. The whole Manchin cinema thing's been a distraction. Big spending desk. What's the plan? Make it good.
Yeah, thanks, boss. So here's what we got, right? POTUS is going to announce the bathroom that cinema was in, where the activist confronted her. It was actually a gender-neutral bathroom, therefore privacy was not to be expected. Too easy. Manchin, a little trickier. But we're going to float a story out there that, you know, maybe coal that's mined in West Virginia actually burns clean and might be allowed under the Green New Deal if we can get it passed. We think that'll bring him around.
Okay. This is good stuff, people. Get the scripts ready. I'll run it by Saki. Tell her to work on a fake smile. Anything else?
Hey, boss. Change. Just got a text. Apparently POTUS called for a lid by 10 a.m. today. He's had it out on a week-long vacation or something. Pressure's canceled.
Huh. Okay. Looks like no pressure again. All right, everyone, have a great day.
And that's it. Another adventure in woke world. Hit that sound effect.
Adventures in woke world.
Can you picture it, Copper? Were you oh, there in yeah. the room?
I can also picture the vomit coming out of my mouth.
That's awful. We're on the air. You can't say that kind of stuff. It's a family show. You can't say that kind of stuff. I looked at this, though. You know what? Every bit of this is potential. Some of this, by the way, is straight from headlines. Again, when I make these woke world scripts, just to spoof stuff, a lot of times I'm not even spoofing. I'm just taking what they say and making part of the skit out of it. Like, did you know that it's LGBTQ2SA+ now?
You see, I actually believe that it might be.
I don't even know what a two-spirit and an ally is.
But I don't know what most of the rest is either. So honestly, you could say that and I would have to believe you.
But but then you also look at it too, and I got stuff like I could just see them literally taking the Surgeon General, who has no military experience whatsoever, and making him part of the Joint Chiefs because his title is general, and going after ISIS-K for being vaccine resistors.
It's like, wow. The Babylon Bee headlines are becoming closer and closer to reality.
Yes.
Depressing.
All right, we got to take a short break, folks. We'll come back and start hitting on some news. But listen, there is plenty going on in our world. And top of the hour, I'm looking forward to hearing Copper's Corner, see what her perspective is on things that are going on in and around us. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We will be right back.